This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's been around forever, but Dana just found him. And so I think she's come across the newest thing. Brody Buster, a local musician, is going to be joining us in studio tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. He's bringing his guitar, his voice, and his harmonica.
Looking forward to it.
I am too.
Really, I am desperately trying to find his 1994 appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. That The Tonight Show? I have found clips from that episode, but I cannot find the clip where he is featured.
30 years ago? 31 years ago?
1994.
Wow. He would have been very young back then.
He was a child.
Yeah.
Episode 3.374, whatever that means.
Okay. By the way, the salty iguana is no... Are you leaving for good? Are you okay?
I don't have headphones. I'm going to get...
Oh, you don't have headphones?
Yes.
First day in radio?
My headphones crapped out. I'll be right
we'll
back.
Talk soon.
Okay, good talk.
Apparently the Salty Iguana is no more.
Yes.
A local Mexican restaurant chain in business for more than 30 years has closed its doors forever. The Salty Iguana announcing on Wednesday morning that yesterday, check that Tuesday, was its last day of business for the Independence location. The Salty Iguana in Lawrence was seized as a result of $103,000 in unpaid taxes. The restaurant in Prairie Village was seized with $102,000 in unpaid sales and liquor taxes. The Olathe location closed in 2024. The only one still open was Independence, and it has now closed. A restaurant that everyone has heard of, many have dined at or gone to happy hour at. I used to go there with Kansas City radio legend Mike Murphy.
Back in the day.
Back in the 90s and early 2000s, Murph would hold court at the Salty Iguana after his show ended every day at 11 o'clock. And he was, for those of you old enough to remember, Mike Murphy was a legend. And he would literally hold court at the Salty Iguana every day at 11:30. And I would go sometimes.
The government does not like it when you do not pay your taxes, and we preemptively killed the Independence location when this came up the first time. They were still open. Now they have died.
I wonder if some business would be willing
to buy them out, to take over.
I'm not paying $200,000 for the name.
Yeah, if you're going to buy the branding, yeah, you have to pay off the debt. That business branding is tied to that debt.
Yeah, I would call my restaurant the Salty Iguanas.
Iguanas. When Independence closed, I think we all could see the writing on the wall on that one. Sad.
They're in the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's largest nacho. Used to host KU Hawk Talk. Huh.
I've been there many times.
Same.
Now we'll have to go to
The two that were seized were the one in Lawrence and the one in
PV.
Prairie Village. All right, got it. And then Independence went down.
Independence was still open, and we were actually talking with some people last week who worked there. And they said, no, we're still open. Not anymore.
They did have a very nice going away note.
a red letter that says seized in Big Times New Roman?
No, not that letter. Oh. Salty Iguana made a post today about how their time has come to a close and they will miss everyone. There was nothing about being seized.
They will miss everyone.
They wrote, "It is with heavy hearts that we make the very difficult decision to permanently close Salty Iguana. This Tuesday was our last day of business at the Independence location, and we will not reopen our Prairie Village and Lawrence restaurants. After being in business for more than 30 years, we are so grateful to our amazing customers and staff that made Salty Iguana feel like home. We made so many happy memories, from beating the Guinness record for the world's largest nacho to hosting KU Hawk Talk, all while serving your salty favorites. We have loved being a part of the Kansas City and Lawrence communities." That is their statement. Let me open up the phone lines, 913-586-7798, especially for those of you who worked at the Salty Iguana. I was never in it when it wasn't packed. How does a restaurant as well-known and as popular as the Salty Iguana appeared to be go out of business because they couldn't pay taxes? How is that even possible?
Improper management. I mean, we don't know what led up to the fact that they couldn't pay the taxes. We know historically in the restaurant industry that the margins are incredibly thin. So if something came up where they had a massive expense that could have put them behind, and if you're not wicked good at moving money around, bad things happen. You get into a spot where you can't pay it, and they're not going to let you just keep going without paying.
All right.
I mean, that's a substantial chunk of money. The IRS ain't playing. Even though they've let go like 300, how many people do they let go in town?
Well, they had three locations.
No, the IRS.
Oh, the IRS. I have no idea. I don't know what the number is. 913-586-7798 from the text line. Looks like it's not just the Salty Iguana in Lawrence that's going south these days. That, I think, is a dig on the men's basketball team at KU.
I think it was, too. So there's that.
913-586-7798. Zach in Leawood. Zach, hello.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Dan. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Okay. So, to your point, yes, Salty Iguana was always packed. I've never been there when it wasn't packed. My thoughts are, I think they paid their taxes, or maybe they didn't, but something happened with that money. Maybe someone was getting paid a little bit too much. Maybe they were buying, you know, chips off camera or off the record.
We don't know that. We don't. I got to say right now, so we don't get sued, we don't know any of that.
No. And I don't know that either. But it just seems extremely weird that they would go out of business because they couldn't pay the taxes. It just seems weird as they were extremely busy all the time.
Well, I would imagine and I know the margin in the restaurant industry is rather thin. It's kind of like being in the grocery business. But $100,000 for a restaurant really isn't that much money.
Well, and you mentioned that they were always packed. And granted, I wasn't a frequent flyer of Salty Iguana, but I had been there probably a half dozen times in the last 3 years. And every time I was in there, it was, it was towards the end of what would be considered a dinner rush. And I was the only person at the bar.
Really?
Huh. Great service.
Okay. 913-586-7798. Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright. She's under the weather today. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.